The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, due to the government's Reduce Your Use campaign, kettles, heaters, fridges and all other non-work related electrical appliances will be banned in public sector offices from the end of next week. Now, we'll talk about this in a moment with HR and mediation expert Louisa Meehan. But first, our reporter JJ Clark asked people in Dublin City what they thought of the ban.
That's greenwashing, probably. It's probably like putting a plaster over like a big massive wound. That's not really going to solve it, and I think it's going to inconvenience a lot of people.
I think it should be provided by the workplace if it's not permitted into the workplace.
It's probably a good enough idea. I suppose a lot of that don't be used all the time.
I think it's a bad idea. I mean, people are trying to save money, and if they have to go and buy their coffee, then that's more money. I think it's not really fair, is it? No.
I think it's good to turn off what we can turn off, but I think you have got to be practical about it as well. Maybe you can't turn off certain things.
I think that possibly they could cut back a little bit on them, but not completely, you know, rule them out, because there's certainly over usage in offices and kind of public areas.
In your workplace experience, do people take advantage a little bit if they're, you know, not footing the electricity bill?
I mean, I think so, and I think maybe it's a little fair, because I think the prices obviously are very extreme, particularly this year.
For my place of work, as soon as we're using any sort of equipment, they're plugged out as soon as they're finished. There's no really extra bills that should be going on.
Definitely, not even kettles, even with waste disposal and everything like that as well, they'll be bringing stuff in from their own house and dumping it in the bins and offices and that. So.
No, definitely not. We just kind of use what we need when we're in. I mean, I think it's fair that we should be allowed to heat our lunch up, you know, and make a cup of tea to have with our lunch.
I work for it's not a small business, but it's family run. So we can use the kettle as much as we want. There's a dishwasher there, you know, the showers in the office. I don't think anyone actually uses the showers. The kettle is used as much as any other house kettle, you know, so.
Yeah, I remember where I used to work, they just make loads of coffee pots, and frequently the coffee would be thrown out because it wouldn't be fresh. So, I think they would take advantage of it, yeah.
That Vox Pop from our reporter JJ Clark. Well, joining me now, Louisa Meehan of Woodview HRM. Louisa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Pat?
I'm very well. What do you think of this idea? Don't bring in your little blow heater for sticking under your desk because the office is freezing. Don't bring in the microwave to microwave your soup at lunchtime, etc., etc., etc.
Well, I think in terms of bringing in your own appliances from home, that's not a good idea anyway, because there's risks in terms of health and safety. The issue here is about turning off the ones that I suppose are supplied by the employer. So I've been having a good look around this morning on the HSE and the SEAI websites, and they seem to be very much coming at it from the mandatory requirements being leading the way, lowering energy consumption in a smart way. So I'm wondering if it's a complete ban, or if the ban is between the hours of 4 and 7 in the evening, when electricity is going to be at a premium and under the highest amount of demand. I haven't seen the circular itself, but I do agree with a lot of the comments that came in there. People do need access to heat. They need access to a cup of tea in Ireland at the end of the day at work. So I would be surprised if it's an outright ban.
What do you think the reaction would be? I mean, the word is, fridges, kettles, heaters, non-work related electrical appliances. Now, if they're provided by the employer, I presume they stay plugged in, one presumes, but then you'll have the haves and the have-nots. In a newer office building, they would have had a coffee station built in. In an older building, they depend on the kettle.
No, they absolutely do depend on the kettle in lots of buildings. And I think, you know, that the piece, though, about bringing in your own stuff from home versus stuff that's being provided, you know, in most organisations, you're not allowed to bring your own electrical appliances in because there's no way of ensuring that they're up to standard. So that being banned makes perfect sense, but not in terms of energy saving, in terms of just general health and safety. I think the issue here is that, you know, people need access to facilities at work, and the workplaces, certainly the public sector workplaces that I've been in, typically do provide it. They may not be fancy, they may not be cutting edge, but they typically do provide a small kitchen area. They do provide some facilities for people to store their lunches. And those things are part of your general health and safety at work as well, because you need to eat and you need to drink and you need to have access to heat. So those things do need to be maintained. I think what they're trying to do, if you look at some of the information on the SEAI websites and some of the other government websites, it's about reducing the use to the minimum level necessary. So one of the things that's here is about turning the heat off in all office buildings between 1 and 2 hours before the building closed, so that it's still warm, but you're not still heating it up until the last person leaves the building. Turning out lights, making sure that all appliances, PCs, printers, all of that stuff is fully switched off when they're not in use. Looking at minimizing the office space. So we've kind of gone from the opposite of COVID, where we're spending, you know, 2 meters apart, back to huddling up together as close as we can and using the minimal amount of space. So that therefore we're using the minimum amount of light, heat, kettles and all the rest. So, you know, I think the piece around coming at this from a sensible perspective is important. We need, as citizens, we need the public sector to reduce their energy use. They are the biggest employer in the country. We need them to do that. It's better for us as taxpayers, but we need it to be done in a sensible and an employee protected way.
Yeah. Do you think it is greenwashing? That is this all about the optics, really?
There's definitely a level where it's about optics, for sure, because they can't be seen to be wasteful when they're asking us at home to be careful about when we put on our washing machine or our tumble dryers or our fridges and all the rest of that. So they have to lead the way. Mm. They have to sort of take the first stand. Is it greenwashing? I'm not so sure. I think that the government have been working towards this for some years. The energy crisis has escalated it. And I suppose I was not talking about COVID all the time. We've sort of switched from that into energy pretty much overnight. So there's been a massive focus on it and a lot of talk about it and a lot more policies and procedures coming out in relation to it. But it's actually been there for about the last 10 years or so in terms of reducing energy usage and trying to be more efficient. So it's not new. It has escalated and it's much more intense.
Yeah. All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how all of this unfolds when people are denied the cup of tea or they've got used to, you know, microwaving their soup or sandwich or whatever it might be. We shall see. Only time will tell when the rules are implemented. Louisa, thank you very much for joining us. Louisa Meehan of Woodview HRM.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.